from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get headlines for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana. You know, the Heat tickets, the single game tickets, go on sale tomorrow at noon.
Right.
What is the most compelling game for fans to buy tickets for? Do you like, obviously the Knicks, because you want to either root against the Knicks or resell them to New York fans. But like, if you could buy tickets, if a dad is out there listening and you could take your kid to one Heat game next season, I got to see who's coming here.
Right. So off the top of my head, I think they play the Lakers on the 15th of January here. Let me double check.
Because that's what I want to see. It's like, obviously everyone's coming here, but you got to look at what the dates are, and then you almost really need to cross-reference it with, is it the second night of a back-to-back for the team that's visiting?
They play the Lakers on the 15th of January in LA. They play the Lakers at home December 5th at the Kaseya Center. It's a 7:30 game on a Wednesday night. Hawk, I'm just thinking, this could be, I don't think it will be, this could be LeBron's final year. Again, I don't think it will be, but it could be. Plays once in Miami this year. If I'm a Heat fan and, you know, I want to see LeBron potentially his last game ever in Miami.
I have to tell you, for me, it's too much of a roll of the dice with him in Miami. He seems to not play in Miami more than he does play in Miami.
Right, but you'd like to think that it could be his final time playing in Miami. He would suit up.
No.
He's also played in Miami the last 2 years, by the way.
Is going to do a farewell tour the way Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did. Remember, they had him on a throne the way A-Rod, did he do a farewell tour?
I don't think so.
Jeter did.
Jeter for sure did.
Yeah, LeBron's going to do a farewell tour. I think I would, just coming off the Olympics, I think I would want to see Golden State.
Golden State, sure, man. See when they play Golden State at home. They don't play Golden State until March 25th at home. March 25th, a Tuesday. So just a couple notes from the Heat schedule release. Ira Winderman, by the way, at Ira Heat Beat on
great recap
Twitter. He did. He put together a thread that's phenomenal. And the first thing he writes is, a year after being given 16 national broadcasts on ESPN, TNT, or ABC, the Heat this season just have 7 such appearances on their schedule, including just one prior to January 15th. I know you read that earlier, Hawk. And to me, I was thinking about it during the break. I'm rationalizing it. Why aren't the Heat on national TV? We've done the debate. Are they an exciting team? Do Jimmy Butler and Bam have pool? And I know your take on it, and I know most people's take on it, which is no. But if you just think about what happened from NBA Finals to last year. They didn't make any major offseason moves. And they were a play-in tournament seed again last year.
They were already boring.
And they got blown out in the first round.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean...
No, it makes all the sense in the world. Like,
I kind of get it.
When the Christmas Day schedule got leaked a week or so ago, like, no one was surprised that they're not on it. They don't have much juice right now. By the way, Jimmy, do you know who Corey Feldman is opening for on this tour that you're watching the clips from?
Coldplay.
Limp Bizkit.
He's opening for Limp Bizkit?
Which... They're kind of goofing on him by having him do this. But some people think he's in on the joke.
I mean, bro, cringe sells nowadays.
Well, this dude, yeah, that's your entire algorithm on
my Instagram, algorithm.
But
is
this dude
rough.
Is cringe to the 100th degree.
Yeah, man, some people lean into that, bro. You think I want to go to a group meetup of slots on the cruise? So there's another Heat content creator. His name is John Jablanka on Twitter as well. He does really good stuff, and he put together all the nationally televised games for the Heat. The Heat are also going to be on NBA TV six times. They'll play Washington, the Lakers, Atlanta, Sacramento, Boston, Philly. But here are the seven nationally televised games for Miami. January 15th at the Lakers, when they play Milwaukee in February, Cleveland in March, New York, the Knicks in March, and then April 2nd versus Boston. Those are the games on ESPN. Only two TNT games in TNT's final season having the rights to the NBA, by the way. November 26th against Milwaukee, I believe that is the in-season tournament game at the Kaseya Center. And then again against Milwaukee, January 23rd. So those are your only two TNT games, and the previous five will be on ESPN this year.
And if I remember correctly from last season, TNT had a Heat-Milwaukee game scheduled, and then they scrubbed it because Dame Lillard... Oh, no, it was a Heat-Blazers game.
Heat-Blazers game, yeah. It was supposed to be Lillard's first game back in Portland wearing a Heat jersey. Didn't exactly turn out that way. So those are like the major tidbits on the Miami Heat schedule release. You can obviously find it on Twitter if you want to.
Give you a couple more tidbits from Ira Winderman in his column at sunsentinel.com. We mentioned this. Heat and Panthers play on the same night 25 times. There are two six-game road trips and two five-game homestands. The Heat's final game beyond the Central time zone, so out west, is January 15th against the Lakers.
They always go on that long West Coast road trip.
Heat will play on New Year's Day for the 10th time and the second consecutive season.
Mm-hmm.
And you enjoy that, too, celebrating New Year's Day with Tommy Tighe.
Yeah, I love that. I really do. It's my favorite.
We mentioned in a rare scheduling move, the Heat will play on the night of the NCAA Final Four championship game, April 7th. Heat are home, taking on the Sixers. There's only one home game between January 29th and February 26th. Now, that would include All-Star break, but that's almost an entire calendar month. Only one home game, February 10th versus Boston.
Yeah. Yeah, they play most of their games outside of three in February on the road.
Yeah.
Pretty much like last year's schedule. The fact that there's no late games after January 15th.
Yeah, you love that.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Yeah, they don't play on Christmas, by the way. They'll play the 23rd, and then back at it on the 26th. So,
all right.
That is the Miami Heat schedule.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.